I'm Sue Seller and I live in Winslow and I've lived in Winslow all my life. I went to work at Cantels when I was 15 and come this March 2011 I would have been there 53 years. When I first started there was a gentleman manager and another lady and we were all three full-time workers. In those times we had a half day which was Thursday afternoons, but otherwise it was sort of 5.5 days a week. I mean, things have changed. We had a boy on a bicycle delivering every evening and goods delivered in. Cantels had two shops in Buckingham and they did a wholesale trade and they delivered to many businesses, hotels, and pubs and other small shops, and also came to us and brought our groceries weekly. So it was quite a big firm considering what they are today, because there's no little wholesale grocers now, you know. And customers all came from opposite and Avenue Road and all the other roads, and we delivered and we had a successful little business considering there was probably three or four other grocers in the town, three or four greengrocers, two butchers and all the other shops, so there was quite a bit of competition even in those days. Cantels, the family, have owned the shop for approximately 100 years, so it's gone through quite a lot of things. Particularly in 1933 there was a fire, some cottages next door got set light and caused quite a problem because it was very, very cold. The fire brigade were there, but the hose pipes were freezing and they had to pump the water from Little Brook down the Great Horwood Road. But luckily Cantels wasn't affected, but they did have to remove as much stock as possible because it was imminent that it might be burnt down. But anyway, that we survived that and carried on. Other things have happened. In those particular times, they used to buy in pigs, and apparently they were slaughtered out the back and in the sheds there for bacon, etc. When I first started work at Cantels, of course, there wasn't any refrigeration. We had a cellar that the bacon was hanging from hooks from the ceiling, and the boxes of butter were all laid on marble slabs, and we brought things up as we wanted them, cut the bacon, boned the bacon, rolled it and tied it, and then it was laid on the marble at the back of the shop on the counters for the customers, and then if they wanted some bacon we sliced it up as they needed it. But of course nowadays we've got the refrigeration, there's deep freezers and serve over counters, and although we are still we serve the customers, we're not a self-service shop, we've never changed, so that's what we enjoy and that's what we like doing.